Welcome to today's Let's Talk Newton. I'm Randy Van. Joining us today, Nicholas Petrick with the Open Arms Foundation in Jasper County, a founder, as we bring you today's Let's Talk Newton, powered by the Knoxville Raceway. And Nicholas, thanks for spending time with us. You were out in Las Vegas earlier this month for some training and to do some interviews. So let's talk a little bit about that. How did this all come about? This was through the National Alliance for Drug Endangered Children.
Yeah, so the National Alliance for Drug Endangered Children, or DEC, D-E-C, is a national nonprofit that they actually just celebrated their 20th anniversary. So they do a every other year national conference. This year was in Las Vegas. And so the conference is about a three-day conference, multidisciplinary groups, law enforcement, prosecutors, healthcare providers, child welfare workers that talk about issues that are facing drug endangered children all throughout America. And so myself and a couple other Jasper County professionals were invited out to Las Vegas, not only to attend the conference, but to be interviewed as part of a series of training videos that are being put on by National DEC in their effort to continue to get their message out there to all these different providers. They paid for our airfare and hotel, so that was a great benefit. And then in return, we participated in some discussions and that interview process for the videos.
Now, of course, Open Arms of Jasper County, one of the main groups of children that you address is folks, kids who are in like a situation where drugs are involved with possibly their parents or guardian, right?
Absolutely. So in Jasper County in 2022, 2023, when we started, 89% of our founded child abuse assessments were drug related. The latest stat from the National DEC Alliance was that 1 in 4 children deal with drug endangered environments in their households. So it's a really important issue that not only Open Arms takes seriously, but the Jasper County Attorney's Office and Jasper County as a whole takes seriously.
I believe we've talked before about how, you know, a lot of the kids that you deal with are in situations where there are drugs involved, and they're not necessarily always, you know, the hard drugs too. I mean, there's going to be abusive prescription drugs as well.
Absolutely. I mean, over the last decade or so, we've seen a giant increase in prescription drug issues, the opioid crisis that is, you know, facing America. And so that has been a hot topic as well. And that's always a topic of discussion worth noting. And also even things that are sold in our local community that have dangers that are not fully realized yet, but can prevent or can cause harm to children.
And obviously with this national convention, this is a situation that's affecting everybody across the nation.
It's some of the statistics are really frightening. Some of the stories that we're hearing from other jurisdictions are very frightening as well. We're fortunate, though, that here in Jasper County, we have a Jasper County Drug Endangered Children team. It started about 15 or so years ago. Scott Nicholson, the Jasper County attorney, was a big front runner in that. And that team has really established many great procedures and policies to help Jasper County kids.
So when you were at the conference, what kind of training did you undergo, or what did you learn that was kind of unique that you stuck out in your mind?
Yeah, so the National DEC approach is a really a multidisciplinary team type approach that try to have everyone in the community not just think of children as child welfare workers' responsibility, but it's everyone's responsibilities to look out and protect children. So lots of things about protection and prevention. We went through different areas where we can increase that in Jasper County. And the other professionals that went with me from Jasper County are excited to continue rolling out things here in Jasper County to go along those lines, protection and prevention.
How can an ordinary citizen help your organization?
Yeah, always finding us on Facebook or on our website, openarmsjasper.org. Great resources on there and ways to donate and contribute if they'd like to. We're always looking for opportunities, and if there's ever needs, we work through a professional network, so always communicate with people that work with families, and we'll get them resources.
Yeah, and I understand they're about ready to start that emergency room renovation, so the Safe Haven Baby Box will be soon over there whenever they get that all done.
Yeah, so we're fully funded on that. We haven't made a firm announcement of that yet because we're kind of waiting for the construction work and the remodeling to be done there at the hospital, but we are fully funded for that project, and we're excited about the future of that. You know, knock on wood, hopefully it never needs to be used, yeah. But if the opportunity is there where it does need to be used, it'll be a great resource.
Yeah, we're at the hospital announced just this week that they've moved the emergency department in preparation for that, so it'll be a good addition. So before I let you go, anything else you want to add?
I just want to say that how much I appreciate everyone in Jasper County. Our Jasper County DEC team has had a lot of support from community members, and Jasper County has really become a beacon for other DEC teams across the state of Iowa and across the nation to grow and as an example. So we appreciate the community support.
Yeah, and obviously you're doing a good job since you were chosen for this little trip to Las Vegas. So I understand you did do just a little bit of gambling out there.
I lost $1.
$1. All right, well, that's a good deal. That's a successful trip usually if you go to Vegas and you only lose $1. So thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
It's Nicholas Petrick, founder of Open Arms Foundation here in Jasper County, talking about recent trip to Las Vegas, training initiative through the National Alliance for Drug Endangered Children. That's going to do it for today's Let's Talk Newton. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIKRLS.com or wherever you subscribe to get your podcasts. Let's Talk Newton is powered by the Knoxville Raceway. Make the short drive down Highway 14 for the best dirt track racing around at the Sprint Car Capital of the World.